The fellas are in the studio this morning. That is the name of an up-and-coming mentoring program. It's called The Fellas. It's at Northwestern High School, and we have four gentlemen here this morning. They all have great radio voices, so, Patty, we need to watch out.
I'm
going to introduce them, and then we'll just start with some Q&A. We have Stacey Anderson. We have Anthony Massey, Chris Burris, and Juan Joseph. And, guys, thank you again so much for being here. See, listen to that good voice. All right.
I'm telling you, this is a good day.
I know.
I'm having a really good day.
Well, Juan, we'll start.
Thanksgiving is here.
Juan, we'll start with you. Tell us about The Fellas.
Okay, The Fellas started in 1984 at Northwestern High School, and we just started as an organization just to have fun and just look toward the future. But we never thought that we would come back together in 2015 to start a mentoring program because we saw the need. And it started from 84 to 93, and then it dropped off. So we decided to come back. And The Fellas actually stand for the Fellowship, Excellence, Longevity, Leadership, and Sustainability.
Okay.
And so we're going to push that forward toward our mentoring program.
Perfect. So right now it's on focusing on the men, but you think next semester you'll add the ladies into it as well.
Yes, we are going to partner with the sorority. But right now, we're going to start with the scholarship fund. We're giving away two scholarships at the end of the year.
Fantastic.
And then next year, we'll start the actual mentoring program.
All right. So, Chris, what was the spark to bring it back in 2015 after it disbanded in 93?
Well, Lucas, I have a daughter and son, Layla and Landon, and God children, which is Brendan and Anne Marie. And when I look at them and look at the environment they have to grow up in, and being over at South Point for some time and seeing the students walk around, the peer pressure that's going on, the bullying that's going on, the environment a lot of students don't want to be in, that made me think, you know, we need to do something for the community and come together. So I thought about The Fellas. You know, God placed something on my heart to bring us back together, bring us back into the fold. So here we are. To God be the glory. We here to be that voice for the community and that background for the community.
Fantastic.
So at Northwestern High School, what does this group look like? Does a student sign up? Do you have monthly meetings, weekly meetings? How is it organized at school?
Right now we're doing monthly meetings.
Okay.
Like we're getting it out, we're building the foundation off the ground, and we're going to start having events where we have parents come in. We're going to talk to them about the programs that we're going to be running and go over to the schools, sit with the principals, the counselors, and some of the teachers and see if we can get them to back us up on a lot of the programs and just go to the churches, you know, talk to the community on backing us up because there's something needed.
So has it helped you having such a rich history of good works in terms of moving forward and reestablishing at a time where there is a lot of noise and confusion, and sometimes that interferes with the ability for our young folks to really keep the straight and narrow path to success?
That's right.
Yeah.
Does it help?
Yeah, because we're very ingrained in the Rock Hill community and in the churches. And again, all of us graduated from Northwestern various years, but every member of the organization is planted in a church locally, and we're very involved in the community. So, yeah, we can see what's happening, and we know that there's a need. So great opportunity for us to come back together, really, to reach the young and, you know, really just bring them along. Someone mentored us. We had some great leadership back in the day. Mr. Robert Parker, Mr. Blake, who's the principal now, he was a coach back then, and they really influenced us. And so it's an opportunity for us to give back.
Great. And, Stacey, there's an event, a kickoff celebration this Saturday, November the 25th. This sounds like a great opportunity for the community, especially those at Northwestern High School, to learn more about The Fellas.
Absolutely. It'll turn into probably a great reunion as well. We see some folks that we haven't seen. You may see in Walmart or Target, but a great opportunity to see some folks that we haven't seen in a while, but really to let them change their mindset of what The Fellas used to be. We did. We would throw parties back in the day, and that's what we were all about. But now it's a party with a purpose.
Yes.
And so now here we have a chance to come together and bring these individuals out, let them see here's an opportunity for them to donate and give to a worthy cause. We have donors there. We're actually going to recognize a couple of folks from Northwestern that can come, assistant principal and maybe guidance counselor, just to create that awareness. So when we go over to the school, we've got that connection, that relationship already built. Again, we've walked the halls, and the school hasn't changed a whole lot besides the kids. And so it's just a great opportunity for us to get back in there.
And, Anthony, to kids today, they communicate through websites, through social media, and that's your kind of area of expertise. And do you all have, like, a website or a Facebook page or Twitter site? What is the social and the technology part of this club look like?
Well, right now, I've been given that daunting task coming up with our online presence. Because, like you said, today, that all the kids know about,
with where
Twitter,
they go.
Facebook, mm-hmm. Snapchat. As long as you've got that positive online presence, and that's what I'm working on now. Currently, we're in development of the actual site, and we've got a couple, you know, demos that's going right now. We're looking at to launch our site at the beginning of the year, coming up in the new year. And it's going to basically give a good understanding of what the fella's about, our mission, our history, where we came from, and the stuff that we're doing in the community. So you get ready for that, because 2018 is going to be our year.
I think the mission of this group is so great, and it comes at such a good time for us in our society right now. And, you know, we were all in high school. And it's not always.
Our schools weren't this big as they are now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, right. And it always is not popular to do the right thing, to not go to the parties, to not do what your friends are doing. And if you don't do it, then you're made fun of, or you're just not part of society. So how do you tell a kid that if they're, let's say they're a good student, they play sports, but they're just not, they're rule followers. How do you say you are still successful and it doesn't matter? You're doing the right thing. Maybe your friends are not.
Do you?
Yeah. And one thing, Lucas, I think we can share with that is from our experiences.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be a part. We wanted to hang out. But we knew we had great responsibility with that. We had parents that are involved in the communities that worked at Celanese, you know, some places that are closed down now. And that's where majority of our parents all worked. Mm-hmm. And so they had a bond and relationship. We passed it down to our generation. And now we're trying to pass it down to the kids now, just to let them know you can hang out, you can have a good time, but you need to make sure you're taking care of business in the school, in the community. Be a responsible student and eventually a responsible citizen.
Right. And I also, you know, with depression and suicide rising within our youngsters, it breaks my heart to let them know this is just one part.
I know.
There is more to come. Oh, stay, hang on for the blessing.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of the students go through a lot. If you talk to them, they don't want to be in the situation that they're in.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
They want that older person to talk to because they need to vent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the parents are not there. Yep. Sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to the parents.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah, they want to talk to someone outside. Mm-hmm. Their parents and everything, so it's a lot on them. I see it. I mean, they go through more than they exposed to more than what we were.
Yes,
it's a lot.
For sure.
Well, it's a great step and the best direction for our community. I applaud you guys and the others for putting it together. I think it's just great. It's called The Fellas, a kickoff celebration this Saturday, November the 25th at 8 p.m., correct, at the Center for the Arts here in Rock Hill. And as we heard earlier, look for them online, social media in 2018. But check out The Fellas. And if they need to get in touch with you, what's the best way if someone does want to get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay, you do. Okay,
right
it's just The Fellas.
It's just The Fellas.
All right,
and we will be giving out cards and everything later and more information. Yes.
Well, I appreciate Stacy Anderson, Anthony Massey, Chris Burris, and Juan Joseph. Guys, thank you so much for making our community a better place to live.
Thanks.
And we appreciate your nice radio voices this morning.